Welcome back to the Radio Sports Page on KNIA Kevlar. We are talking cross-country with one of this year's state meet qualifiers, Riley Duncan from Twin Cedars. Riley, congratulations, and I guess just to talk about last Thursday at Marshalltown going in. How did you feel? You know, what kind of things were you thinking before the race?
I felt pretty good, and I learned throughout the season that instead of being nervous, I should go in there with confidence, and I performed a lot better, so I went in there with confidence, and I ran pretty well, placed second.
Second place, what kind of things were you thinking, you know, as the race started, you know, as you were kind of moving through the pack, what kind of things were you thinking about throughout the race about catching your competitors and everything?
I knew that the Applington Parkersburg girl was going to be up there, so my goal was to stay with her for as long as I could and kind of just run, I guess, with her. And
now, you have had a really good season. First meet out, you broke the school record, then I think you broke it about four or five more times. Do you ever, in your wildest dreams, think that you would break the record five times and have this much success in your first year?
No, I didn't.
Kind of, what was that like, going through this year, and, you know, your coach come up to you and say, oh, another personal record and another school record?
It was pretty cool.
What's going to be the, game plan going up to Fort Dodge on Saturday? You're going to run with over 100 runners, probably 150 runners. What kind of things are you thinking about going into that event?
I'm going to go in there with confidence and hope to place in the top three.
Top three. How big would that be for you to as a freshman going up there running against a lot of kids that have been pretty good all year? What's that going to mean to you if you get the top three and obviously all state designation?
It'll be a pretty big accomplishment, and I'll be pretty happy.
Now, you also played volleyball this year as well. How did you manage the two sports? Practices and matches and meets and everything.
For practices, I usually had cross country after school, and in the mornings I did volleyball.
And then, when there was a meet on, a Tuesday night, but a volleyball match, did you have to make some decisions on which one you had to be at?
I kind of got to do both. I went and ran, and then we hustled back, and I got to play volleyball.
Well, obviously, it's one of those situations, a small school that you can. But best of luck to you, Riley, this Saturday up at Fort Dodge, and let's hope you get your goals.
Thanks.
That's Riley Duncan, Twin Cedars cross country runner at Fort Dodge this Saturday, and we'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.